Although the live IFR is now displayed on the screen, the determination of an accurate normalization and the implementation in the software is still based on determining that the PA and PD values are equal, or that PD over PA equals 1.0. Because PD, PA, and IFR are calculated using different parts of the cardiac cycle, it is possible that PD over PA might equal 1.0, while the live IFR value might not equal 1.0.